had a very withdrawn, very awkward childhood, and we didn't have a name for it at the time. My parents came up with all kinds of names, hypersensitive, and my dad, in his typically colourful way, called me cack-handed. I was very useless with everything that was the slightest bit practical. And in fact, the word that they were looking for, that didn't exist at the time, was high-functioning autistic savant syndrome. It's a bit of a mouthful, it's true. And it just means that my brain evolved a little bit differently. The connections have gone to different parts of the brain that maybe other brains don't have, those connections don't reach into those parts of the brain, and it gave me certain handicaps that I've had to work extremely hard to overcome, such as this conversation we're having now wouldn't have been possible for me quite a few years ago. I've learned to acquire those social skills and to find a way of putting feet in both worlds, the world of numbers and the world of people, the world of language and books.
And nearly a decade ago, you stood in the Museum of the History of Science in Oxford and recited pi to how many digits was it?
It was 22,514 decimal place. It took 5 hours and 9 minutes. I described pi as a poem because for me, the colours and the shapes that I experience when I think in this number and describe it as a landscape full of life, full of beauty.
This is a book about, in part, about your relationship with numbers. So I was expecting to read all these extraordinary tales that I couldn't relate to, but actually, in many ways, the anecdotes that you recall, the stories you tell, they're really stories of just a child who's curious about the world and curious about numbers. I remember doing at least one of the things you described doing. So perhaps many children have some kind of facility with numbers and a natural curiosity with numbers. And I wonder whether you feel that the adult world, our educational institutions, are terribly good at tapping into that.
Absolutely. I mean, mathematics has meant so much to me because it has given me a way of smuggling my way into the world of people. Numbers are everywhere. They describe patterns that unify the world and makes it what it is. And so often in class we lose that sense of mathematics as a universal subject that speaks to every part of human experience. And my own experience of teaching, which was with children who were terrified of mathematics, as many children are, I realised that they actually had a pretty good understanding of numbers, and it was really just a case of appealing to their imaginations. And children have wonderful imaginations, and schools seem to do so much to work the imagination out of them, and we need to show that mathematics is all about imagination. It's the science of imagination.